Welcome to Alter the Podcast with me, your host, Heather Brienne. Together, we will explore guided practices and intimate conversations with mindful movers from across the globe in order to inspire more movement in your life. Here, you are invited to evolve the practices of yoga, meditation, and mindful living with us. Welcome. Welcome to Alter. If you can breathe through your nose for a minute, you can breathe through your nose for the rest of your life. Patrick McEwen. Hi, folks. We arrive here today with an adjusted lens from the first two episodes. This is a slightly controversial subject, I know, but the more I learn about the breath and functional breathing, I find it fitting to bring these potential touchy subjects to the light because here on the podcast and in our in-person and virtual studio spaces, we are here to provide a space to ask great questions and dig a little deeper. Today, we talk about the layer of movement known as ventilation or breathing. When we consider cueing breath in a movement or yoga class from the lens of functional breathing, it really does seem that modern yoga teachers and other movement teachers might just have it all backwards, myself included. I've had to retrain myself as I continue to educate myself. It's a part of the journey as a teacher and student. And I invite you to be open to keep on learning over and over and over again and integrating new information as you evolve and grow. I am grateful to Catherine Bruni Young because she was one of the first teachers in my sphere of influence who asked me to begin teaching without centering every cue around the breath and to even consider dropping the cueing of the breath altogether at times in my teaching. I remember thinking this was such a radical idea, yet sensing she was onto something, and perhaps you are thinking the same. And you also might be thinking, what is so wrong about cueing the breath anyway? We will get there, I promise. Stay with me. The first point I'd like to make is this. Who the heck are we as movement, yoga, or Pilates teachers to know when people should breathe in and out? I remember thinking these thoughts at the time when Catherine presented this to me. Right. Who the heck am I to ask people to breathe in and out in some certain cadence while moving their bodies? How am I to know what healthy breathing is for anyone individually? So almost immediately, I jive with the idea. My teachings and my desire for Alter in the world is to be a space and place for people to honor their individuality within the larger community connection. I desire for people to have a sense of sovereignty within every class, workshop, or retreat we offer. In order to do this, the way I teach has had to shift, and the letting go of the continuous cueing of the breath has been one way I've seen has helped my students be better listeners of themselves and embody their bodies in healthful and honorable ways. This does not happen overnight, and at the end of this episode, I will give some tips for both teachers and students alike. So the key takeaway I love to make here for point number one is sovereignty. As a student, take a stand for your own breath and healthy body and breath movement. You are not doing anything wrong if you cannot follow the pace of breath the teacher is cueing. As a teacher, I encourage you to learn about functional breathing and hyperventilation so you can make educated decisions about how and when you cue the breath. Okay, let's move on to the second point. Breathing is a learned pattern, just like our body movements. If we always breathe a large volume of air, we will continue to need to breathe that large quantity of air, thanks to the part of the brain known as the medulla oblongata. If we always slump our shoulders, that is how we are training the shape of our bodies. And we know from yoga asana and other movement modalities, knowing a bit about alignment matters. When we know how to stack our bones, it makes a difference in the various shapes and movements we are doing. So why would the breath be any different? If we are constantly asking our students to take deep breaths and to breathe one breath per movement, as in some forms of yoga, this leads many people to overbreathe. And the definition of chronic hyperventilation is breathing more than our body's metabolic needs. It's like eating 5,000 calories a day. If you consistently consume that amount of calories, your body will adapt to desiring that amount. But as we all know, most humans do not need that 5,000 calories a day to sustain the day-to-day functions of a human body. For the average healthy adult, 10 to 12 breaths per minute and 5 to 6 liters of air a minute is what constitutes a healthy system. Anything over that is overbreathing. Overbreathing or chronic hyperventilation is considered 15 to 20 breaths per minute and a minute volume of 10 to 20 liters of air. And this way of breathing has a myriad of adverse side effects. Disordered breathing contributes to such conditions as asthma, anxiety, panic disorder, heart disease, sleep apnea, chronic pain, chronic inflammation, and more. Functional breathing is healthy breathing. Functional breathing is breathing in and out of the nose. And functional breathing often involves taking fewer, smaller breaths overall, which for many of us can seem quite foreign at first. Functional breathing has to do with the chemistry and biomechanics of the breathing process. If we are advocates of our own health, and if you are a teacher and want to be an advocate for your students' health, please learn how to breathe less. All right, here's the takeaway for point number two. Breathe less. Remember, a healthy functional breath is 10 to 12 breaths per minute, and optimal would be 8 to 10 breaths per minute with 5 or 6 liters of air per minute. Learn how to breathe in ways that support these numbers and watch your health and vitality improve. Keep listening for a few ideas on what to implement into your life today in order to start breathing for your overall health and vitality. The third and final point I will make for today is you can move and feel good in flowing ways without cueing the breath, the whole practice, and without overbreathing. And for students listening, consider this being your permission slip to tune out the breath cues of your teachers starting now, and perhaps strike up some interesting conversations with your teachers about the breath and what you are learning. Because in the end, we are all in this together, learning, evolving, and growing, right? Yes, this takes some retraining, absolutely. But just like learning any new skill, take it one micro baby step at a time. This is not to say reminding people about their breath is not helpful. Absolutely. In my current teaching, I remind people every so often to breathe and specifically to nose breathe, because that can, of course, be a helpful reminder while intentionally moving the body, both as an embodiment tool and as a general reminder to keep the breath moving. But we can absolutely stop saying, take a big breath, and cueing every movement with a breath. One of the first helpful integrations I brought into my teaching was letting go of asking my students to take a big breath into the nose and out of the mouth, and overall releasing any language around mouth breathing, unless doing a very intentional breathing practice as a lesson, but not as an ongoing way to breathe. And dropping the word big in relation to the breath. Instead, I just started saying to enjoy the movement of the breath in and out of the nose. Instead of ending a class with a breath where everyone loves to seemingly exaggerate their breath to be slightly more and bigger than their neighbors, I found creative ways to end a class that had nothing to do with hearing each other's breath. Instead, I might invite people to tune into the environment of the people, plants, and animals, if we were lucky, surrounding them with a silent embracing of the collective moment together. As a student, your new practice might be to respectfully let go of the need to do exactly what the teacher is saying and to move to the tune of your own inner rhythms, to take a loving stand for yourself and what you're learning and saying yes to you. Begin to breathe functionally and be in the experiment of feeling the benefits over the next few months. Here's the key takeaway from this point. Stop consistently cueing the breath with every movement. Be curious about what else you can now teach. And as a student, notice what other layers of awareness you can now weave into your movement experience when you tune into yourself instead of some artificial cue that has the potential to have a negative impact on your overall health. Okay, you're still with me. You are a star. You're a star in my eyes. This tells me you are curious, open-minded, and have a willingness to evolve what you have been taught in the past. You are in the right place, whether you're a teacher or a student. Before I sign off for today, I wanted to offer you a few practices and tools if you are ready to integrate functional breathing into your day today. The first invitation is simply to begin breathing in and out of your nose. Nose breath. All day, every day. I'll say it again. Nose breath. All day, every day. Notice if and when you are or are not breathing in and out of your nose, and celebrate when you are and keep doing it. And if you're not, switch to nose breathing. Next, begin to notice if you are a quiet or loud breather. Take note and keep following the podcast for more breath discussions and upcoming breath-specific practices. If you are ready to read about all things breath in an easy to digest way, please listen and read the book Breath by James Nestor. If you are a yoga teacher and want to learn more about integrating functional breathing into how you teach, check out Robin Rothenberg. You can search her at essentialyogatherapy.com. And if you are curious about how I weave functional breathing, mindful strength, yoga, and instinctive meditation to create a unique movement experience both in my online live classes through my virtual studio, please keep following the podcast. A new episode will be available every 2 weeks, and check out my offerings at altermovementstudio.com. Okay, folks, remember today, nose breath, all day, every day. You are amazing. You are appreciated. We honor you for showing up for you today. Thank you so much for joining me today. Be sure to follow the podcast on your favorite podcast streaming platforms. And if you want to share your experience with me and are listening on Apple Podcasts, please consider leaving a rating and review. All the reviews really, really help. Find me at altermovementstudio.com, alter, A-L-T-A-R, movementstudio.com, or on the social channels at Alter Movement Studio to learn more about my work, the virtual studio, and my free online offerings. Thank you so much.